Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The DH, Chris James. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Mitch Webster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. 2 outs. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maldonado hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman strikes out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a pop-up into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cole who is chasing the ball. Harper reaches third base with a triple. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Webster hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a line drive into left field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0-for-1 in the game. Maldonado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a pop-up towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Harper hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Black scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Webster fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Webster. Castillo moves to third. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to home to get Castillo. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson fires to first and has Cole trapped. There's the throw to Gagne who tags Cole for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a line drive towards short. Firmin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 2 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gaetti moves to second. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gaetti moves to third. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. Gaetti scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Black fires to first and has Castillo trapped. There's the throw to Furman who tags Castillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder pinch hits for Alex Cole. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Corey Snyder now playing right field. Candy Maldonado now playing left field. Mitch Webster now playing center field. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mark McLemore pinch runs for Chris James. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 3 in the game. Maldonado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLemore moves to second. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Stan Jefferson pinch runs for Candy Maldonado. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.